Hoshea Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav. We're looking at the reasons behind why all of this exile and tragedy and the death of children and everything else is coming to Ephraim. You put your trust in golden calves, that's never going to work out in the long run. Gam Oso LaAshur Yuval. That too, the golden calves themselves are going to be carried off to Ashur, to Assyria. We see in Divrei Yomim that when Pul, the king of Ashur, got upset in the 12th year of Achaz, they exiled Reuven and Gad and took the golden calves in Bethel and took them away. Gam Oso LaAshur Yuval. The golden calf itself was carried away long before the end of everything up in the 10 tribes in Ephraim. Mincha l'melech Yarev. It was a gift to King Yarev. Sancheriv, Rashi says, is who that means. Or Yarev, the king of Ashur, who contends with them, who is fighting with them, who is quarreling with them. Boshna Ephraim yikach. Ephraim will take shame, will take boshes. V'yevosh Yisrael me'atzoso, and Yisrael will be ashamed of his counsel. Yeravam was from Ephraim. He put up the calf as a deity, and he's long gone by the time this happens. But remember, King Yeravam asked the people, should I put up golden calves? And they were very enthusiastic. They were like, oh yeah, we really should. Rashi says, even your long ago bad advice is going to come back to haunt you. This was your great idea. That was what was going to save you, a golden calf that you put up yourself. Zion Nidmeh Shomron Malka. The king of Shomron is domeh, is silenced, is muted, is muzzled, can't speak. And kiketzef al panei moyim, like foam on the surface of the water when the waves crash and go back and forth. Useless. The confidence in the monarchy is absolutely gone. It just washes away like the waves at Coney Island. Haven ishmedu bamos oven. The high places of oven are going to be destroyed. That is, the high places of Bethel, which we call base oven. A pejorative form for base ale, now base oven. All of those bamos are going to be desolate. Chatas Yisrael, the sin of Israel. Can't bring sacrifices if you've all been exiled. Kots v'dardar. Thorns and thistles, yala el mizbechosam, will overgrow their altars. Their worshippers are gone into exile. Nobody's going to worship at them anymore. And then there are the altars, you know, like an old relic of a pagan society that once dominated the 10 tribes. V'amru leharim kasunu. And they will say to the mountains, cover us up. As if the Mizbechos are saying, cover us up, says Ibn Ezra. Or Rashi says, Yisrael will say, cover us up, which means bury us. V'lagavos niflu olenu. And to the hills, they're going to say, fall down upon us. Just get it over with. Rashi says, cover us up so people can't see us being embarrassed, which shows the great power of being humiliated. Mimei ha-givas as pasuk tes chatasa Yisrael. From the days of Givas, starting from the very beginning, Givas the first place where you came into Eretz Yisrael. But starting way back when, since then, you have been sinning. Never stop, do you? You just keep it on going. Of all the things that we should get from our forefathers, and that we should imitate, and we should emulate, and we should continue the traditions, what do we continue? Sinning. We want to be just like them. Even when we don't even realize that all these sins were done before. But Klal Yisrael, you've been sinning since then, since the beginning. Sham Amadu. There they stood. There they remained. Holding on to that trait, even when we let go of all the good behaviors, we clutch the terrible behavior. Lo sasi game bagiva milchama ad b'nei avla. Al b'nei avla. Alva. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading dyslexically today. Once again, lo sasi game bagiva milchama al b'nei alva. There they remained. The battle against the haughty did not overtake them in Giva. They weren't concerned about idolatry. Who was not concerned against idolatry? So some say this is Pelegish B'Giva story, where we didn't succeed. We weren't victorious. Sons of haughtiness. We didn't want to let them live. Targum Yonasan always says that this is about crowning Shaul HaMelech. It's a little bit haughty to think that we know what God should do for us. We're going to give God advice on how to run Klal Yisrael. That's going to go well. So here we are. We're full of hubris. We're full of our ideas. And we want to act according to them, even when they're bad ideas, and even when the Nevi'im are telling us, what are you doing? It's a terrible thing. We know that in the time Pilegesh Begiva, there was no king. Lefnei Melach Melech B'Yisrael, there was no king in Yisrael. Dr. Hirsch explains, a disgraceful act was committed against one single woman, not a genteel lady, not even the real wife of a simple citizen. It was a woman, we would say, of questionable character, who had willfully left her husband, murdered in a horrific manner in Giva. The civil authorities were too weak to avenge the murder. Tribe of Binyamin was supposed to take steps. And instead, Binyamin, in misplaced clannishness, declared itself in solidarity with Giva. Yisrael, at the same time, did not say, for the sake of one murdered woman shall the blood of countless brethren of Klal Yisrael be spilled. We can't determine the identity of the guilty ones. But the human rights of the murdered woman were so shamefully violated, the crime so inflamed the hearts of the whole nation, they were filled with only one thought, that we can't tolerate this, so they waged holy war, and then it didn't go well. So we didn't achieve moral rectitude in Giva with our actions there. The whole story, from top to bottom, is terrible. Finally, Yud Ba'avasi Ve'esareim. With my will, I chastise them. I give them Musar. Ve'usafu Alehem Amim. And nations will gather around them. Ve'asram Lishtei Onosam. When they bind them to their two eyes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I always chastise them. And Ephraim is like, Hosea compares Ephraim to a wild cow, to a mad cow. We had that earlier. So when cows get tired of plowing, then you bind it to a yoke, one on each side of the head, right next to the two eyes, to focus them on their work. And they plow their furrows, rather than having their way, running around wildly to everything that they see. That's us. We're a cow that needs some musar before we follow the straight and narrow and plow the straight and narrow furrows.